This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Political heavyweights are making a final push in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as today is the last day of campaigning for assembly elections in the two states and the Union Territory. Single-phase polling will be held for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held three public meetings in Assam yesterday at Barpeta, Hojai and Dibrugarh. Addressing a rally at Hojai last afternoon, he reiterated that the development of every district and region of Assam remains a top priority for his party and the National Democratic Alliance. Mr. Modi alleged that Assam was deprived of development during the Congress tenure and that the party worked primarily for its own interests.
आज बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार डिब्रूगढ़ को फिर से बहुत बड़ा हब बना रही है। हम ऊपरी असम को कांग्रेस की उपस्था से बाहर निकाल रहे हैं। कांग्रेस के दशकों के कुशासन ने असम की कनेक्टिविटी की कोई चिंता नहीं की। बोगीबिल ब्रिज हो, भूपेन हजारिका सेतु हो, जोरहाट माजुली सेतु हो, ब्रह्मपुत्र और अन्य नदियों पर बन रहे ऐसे सेतु इस क्षेत्र की कनेक्टिविटी को नई ऊंचाई पर पहुंचा रहे हैं।
The Congress also stepped up its campaign in the state. Addressing a press conference in Guwahati, senior Congress leader Kumari Sailja targeted the BJP over the issue of the Uniform Civil Code. In Puducherry, senior Congress leader and Lok Sabha opposition leader Rahul Gandhi, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, and DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin led an intense day of campaigning across the Union Territory. In Kerala, the day was abuzz with meetings and roadshows by senior leaders from various political parties. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah attended a roadshow at Haripat. Senior CPM leader and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan released the progress card of his government. Congress General Secretary and Wayanad MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a corner meeting at Karacheri and Tiruvambadi. Meanwhile, for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal, filing of nomination ended yesterday. Scrutiny of nominations will be taken up today. Candidates can withdraw their names by Thursday. Polling for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in the first phase in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. In Assam, the silent period for the general election to the State Legislative Assembly will begin today from 5 p.m. The restriction, which comes into effect 48 hours before the close of polling, has been imposed in accordance with Section 126 of the Representation of the People Act 1951. During this period, all forms of election campaigning, including public meetings, processions and canvassing through electronic and social media, will be strictly prohibited. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan has rejected the impeachment motion brought by opposition members against Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. The Rajya Sabha Secretariat in a parliamentary bulletin informed that after due consideration of the notice of motion and a careful and objective assessment of all relevant aspects and issues involved, the Chairman Rajya Sabha has refused to admit the notice of motion. Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, BCAS, and Rashtriya Raksha University, RRU, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, for establishment of a dedicated indigenous testing center for conducting trials, performance evaluation, and other security screening equipment used at Indian airports. The MOU was signed in the presence of Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu. India achieved its highest ever annual wind capacity addition of 6.05 gigawatt during the financial year 2025-26. With this addition, the country's cumulative installed wind power capacity has grossed 56 gigawatts. The figure is an increase of nearly 46% over the capacity added in the financial year 2024-25. The IPL 2026 clash between Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR Punjab Kings, PBKS has been abandoned due to rain at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Before rain interrupted, KKR were 25-2 in 3.4 overs. Earlier, KKR won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.